I used to work for Domino's quite some years ago when I was 18. One night I was out making deliveries and I had finally stumbled to the last house of the night. I was ready to get the night over with as it was getting late and I had school the next morning. The house was only a few miles from town and maybe 6 or 7 miles from the Domino's that I worked at. But the property I was delivering to and the atmosphere around the area made me feel like I was in the boonies. When I pulled into the driveway, right away, I felt a shiver fly up my spine. I got this dysphoric-like feeling in my chest too. I just remember feeling very unpleasant. The driveway was a very long and narrow gravel driveway that stretched for probably a quarter mile. It looked like nothing short of a black hole from the end of the driveway before I pulled in. There were tons and tons of trees on both sides of the driveway, and the tree line on each side sat no more than 5 feet from the driveway, making it all the more eerie and dark. I sat at the end of the driveway for a brief moment as I was trying to get myself in check, because if I'm being honest, it was downright creepy and I was spooked. It didn't help that it was almost 10 o'clock at night and I kept hearing something before me in the trees. I realized that it was probably just some sort of animal, but still, it was an uncomfortable situation to be in for me. I remember hearing an owl whistling as well. It's hard to explain the way I felt, but I just had such a bad feeling about the whole situation that lied ahead of me. But I had to deliver the pizza. There was no question about it. If I went back to my boss with the pizza and he found out that I didn't deliver it because I was scared, there is no doubt in my mind that he would have fired me. So I reminded myself that I was just overthinking and that everything was going to be okay. That all I had to do was drop the pizza off on the porch, as the customer already paid for it online, along with the tip. As I crept my way down the driveway and I got closer to the house, I saw a man sitting on the front porch, smoking a cigarette. The only light I could see that was coming from the house was the outside porch light, and the man was sitting directly under it. He hit his cigarette one last time and started walking over to me. As I was gathering his food and drinks, he had already made it to my car by the time I stepped out. "Hello, sir, how are you?" "I got here as quick as I could," I said. Then the man stared at me for what felt like way longer than he did, with a very irritated look on his face. He asked me why I was sitting at the end of his driveway for 5 minutes, and I sort of tripped over my words as he caught me off guard. At this point, he was standing directly in front of me and he ripped the pizza from my hands. Then he started complaining about how the pizza was cold. I was confused on how he knew I was sitting at the end of the driveway for a few minutes, as there is no way he could have saw me from the porch. Thinking about it now, I suppose he could have heard me, or maybe he had cameras that surveillance his property. But in the moment, I was thinking on my feet, and I didn't want to upset the customer further. I just really wanted to get out of there. So I told him that I had no clue what he was talking about. The look on his face became even more distraught when I said that, and he told me that he hates liars. Then I noticed someone who came from the inside of the house that was walking in our direction, and then two others who were walking from the back side of the house towards us as well. My adrenaline amped up to 1,000, and at this point, it was either fight or flight. I knew for a fact that something bad was going to happen if I didn't get out of there. I sat the rest of the food down, along with the 2-liter that he ordered, and I ran to the driver's side door so I could speed away and get the hell out of there. But as soon as I opened the car door, one of the guys grabbed my head and smashed it on the car window, and I fell to the ground. Then the man made me hand my wallet and phone over. They told me to get out of here and that if I told anybody, like the police, about what happened, that they would come for me and my family. They had my ID, so they knew where I lived, and that's just not something I wanted to risk. Luckily, I only had about $70 in my wallet. The rest of my money was in my bank account, so as soon as I got home, I asked to borrow my girlfriend's phone. I called a 24/7 hotline number to cancel all of my cards and report them stolen. That way they wouldn't be able to have access to my money. I got a new ID and everything was okay. For anyone reading this that does any sort of delivery driving, at night especially, please stay safe out there and listen to your gut no matter what. It might just save your life. It was a cold and windy night, and I was out working. I used to work as a pizza delivery driver part-time when I first got out of school. I needed money really bad, and delivering pizza was a relatively easy thing to do. And at the time, I was actually quite happy with the amount of money I was getting. It wasn't much, but it was more than enough at the time, as I still lived with my parents, and the only thing I had to pay for was my phone bill. Anyways, it was getting late, and this was probably going to be my last delivery of the night, depending on how fast I could get it done, that is. When I arrived at the house, I walked up to the front steps and I knocked on the door. There was nothing unusual going on just yet. They had the main door wide open, with the screen door cracked open as well. I waited for about a solid minute, and I politely knocked again. This time, though, a little bit louder. I wanted to be sure that they heard me this time. I heard music playing in the background, so I was thinking that they probably just didn't hear me. I waited for another minute or so, but still, nobody came to the door. I knocked two more times with about a minute between each time, and still, no answer. I was in shock, as this wasn't something that happened to me frequently. Usually when I arrived at a house and I knocked on the door, the customer would be there in less than a minute. Just as I was about to knock for the last time, I noticed a piece of paper that had been stuck in between the door. I decided to grab it and read it. The piece of paper said, "Please deliver the pizza to the back door and knock loud and hard," with a smiley face on it. Right away, I picked that up as a red flag, but at the same time, I convinced myself I was overthinking. I almost just left the pizza on their front porch, but I didn't want them calling and complaining to the store about it being cold when they finally found the pizza. What the hell, I'll just do it. At that point, I had been waiting for almost 10 minutes, and I was genuinely starting to get irritated. As I made my way around the house, the closer I got to the back door, the louder the music became, and that's when I noticed they were having a little campfire outside. However, there was nobody outside, so I slowly walked up the back patio steps, and I knocked on the door, sort of hard, just like the paper had said to do. As I waited for somebody to come to the door, I was growing more and more impatient. I was just about to say screw it and just leave the pizza on the deck and get the hell out of there. But out of nowhere, I heard a loud noise in the house, and briefly after that, I heard screaming from both a woman and a man. It sounded like they were getting into it with each other pretty bad, and I wasn't sure what to do. I waited for a few minutes, and the screaming continued. It was only getting worse as time went on, and I was really starting to get concerned. It really seemed like someone was getting hurt in there. More than likely, the man was physically assaulting the woman. And that's what it sounded like to me. Right as I was about to call the police, the man came running over to the back door and he grabbed the pizza from me. And he also apologized to me and said that he was sorry for the wait. I told him it was no big deal and I asked him if everything was okay. He was trying his best to act normal, but the way he gave me a response, and from what I was hearing a few minutes prior, I knew he was lying to my face, right through his teeth. "Look, man, here's $50. Please just accept my money and go. What's going on here is between me and her, and it's none of your concern." I then looked at him with a really unsettling look, and I told him that I didn't want his money, and I started walking away. Already knowing that in the back of my head, I was going to call the police when I got in my car. When I made it back to my car in the driveway, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the woman came storming outside in my direction and started begging for help. She had been beaten so horribly you would not believe it. Both of her eyes were so swelled up that you could barely even see her left eye at all. She was crying and she had bruises all over her body and she was bleeding from her nose and her stomach. She told me that he had sliced her stomach with a knife and that he threatened her with a gun. She said she managed to get away from him by hitting him in the head with a hammer. She then ran to the other side of my car and got in the passenger seat and told me to drive off. She was freaking out and screaming, telling me that we needed to leave before he came out there and killed us both. She was literally begging and screaming that I helped her get out of there. So we drove off and she called the police using my phone. I took her with me back to my work, and my boss was very understanding after I told him the situation. I ended up quitting the very next day though, as it was just too much for me to cope with. I thought that I was better off looking for a different job, something that would be safer, you know. The woman who I rescued, Angela, called the police with my phone as soon as she got in the car, like I said. But by the time the cops arrived, Tom was dead. The man killed himself by shooting himself in the head. Tom had been abusing Angela for years, and she had no way of escaping it. She didn't have a phone or any friends in the area, and he had been keeping complete control over her for the past 2 years. Apparently she was pregnant, and Tom didn't want to be a father yet, and that's what started the argument in the first place. He most definitely tried to kill the baby, but to no avail. Angela and I now are good friends, and we have each other on Facebook. I reached out to her recently to ask her how things were going, and she said she couldn't be happier and that she's in a new relationship with someone that truly loves her and cares for her. She even sent me some pictures of her and her daughter, and they seem to be in a much better spot now, which makes me happy. I worked as a pizza delivery driver at my local pizzeria for a decent amount of time in my late teenage years. It was almost 11 o'clock at night, and my manager asked me if I could do this one last delivery for the night, even though we usually wouldn't do deliveries past 10:30. It was a Saturday night, and we were much busier than usual, so I agreed. After all, I really couldn't have told him no, even if I wanted to. I got in my old beat-up 2008 Pontiac Grand Prix, and I turned some music on to help me stay awake, as I was getting really tired, and I was just ready to go the hell home. I live in a small town, so I knew the area very well, like the back of my hand. Ironically enough, I've actually never delivered around this area before. It was a few miles out of town, and I'm positive it would have technically been a different jurisdiction, or at the very least, a whole different township. As I was getting closer to the house, I realized how unfamiliar the area was, but it didn't bother me much. When I got there, my GPS told me I had arrived, but I was still about a quarter mile away from the house. I was really confused, so I kept driving until I saw the next house. I was literally in the middle of nowhere, so I figured it was just the GPS being glitchy or whatever. Like I said, I stopped at the next house, hoping that it would be the correct address. I pulled into the driveway, but the driveway was super long, and I didn't want to drive all the way up to the house and have it be a total stranger that didn't even order a pizza. So I stepped out of my car, and I looked to see if there was an address on the mailbox, and there was. It was definitely the address I had in my GPS, so that gave me a lot of relief. I headed down the driveway slowly, and I don't know why, but I parked my car about halfway up the driveway, and I walked the rest of the way up to the house. I knocked on the door, and I waited for a few minutes, but nobody answered. I knocked once more and waited, and still, no answer. I was upset because that meant I pretty much just wasted all that time for nothing, because my job really relied on tips. I put the pizza on their front porch and I started walking back to my car. I picked up my pace a bit because it was really dark on their property and they didn't have any of the outside lights on, so I had no source of light whatsoever. Before I got to my car, as I was walking, I started hearing footsteps that sounded like it was coming from the back of the house. I could hear the leaves crunching and the sticks snapping with every step that they took. I didn't know who or what it was, but I really didn't want to stay long enough to find out. I got back in my car and I started it, and I slowly started backing out. there wasn't really any room for me to do a U-turn, unless I were to drive all the way up the driveway and turn around, and I really didn't want to do that. Anyways, as I was backing up, I was too busy looking behind me to make sure I was following along the driveway. But when I turned my head back around, there was a man that had some sort of wolf mask on, and he was chasing me. I practically floored it immediately, as he was running quite fast, and I didn't want him catching up to me. The driveway had a decent-sized curve to it, and I sort of slid off the gravel, and I hit the mailbox, and I almost ran straight into the ditch. The man caught up to me, and he tried to open the passenger side door, but I had locked it before he could open it. And then I drove off. I drove back to the restaurant, all while trying to figure out what I should do, and if I should call the police or not, but I chose not to. I didn't tell anyone at work about what happened either. I was worried they wouldn't believe me, and that my boss would think I made up a story to cover up the fact that I hit their mailbox and completely knocked it over. The strangest thing about this story is I never heard anything afterwards. I kind of thought that someone would call and complain to the restaurant about me hitting the mailbox. But the more that time goes on, the more I realize that I don't think the man with the mask lived there. And I had a feeling that the house was either vacant or foreclosed, or the people that lived there just simply weren't home. Either way, I'm almost 100% positive that the man with the wolf mask didn't order a pizza with the intentions of eating it. I think he had a more devious plan.